Hi, welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm neither of them. I'm Jay Hopkins, and I was recently honored and pleased to talk with both of them. There actually wasn't enough time to talk about all the things on our minds because we all have so much on our plates. They say, you're not your job, that's what you do, not who you are. They also say, your actions speak for themselves, so what you do is who you are. Confusing. I bet Bob and Nick would say, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And how we do now has to be based on what we did then, especially since most of us have had more than one job in our lifetimes. So I want to know, what were the first couple of jobs Bob and Nick had? And when they were kids, what jobs did they imagine having before they ever had jobs? I need a dose. Enjoy.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Boom. Da-dun-da-dun-dun.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
So what was your first job?
I worked at the gift shops.
Okay.
So my family owned gift shops along A1A on Daytona Beach and Ormond Beach.
Now, how old were you when you had your first job?
I mean, I was working there from 12, 13, 14.
Okay. So breaking child labor laws.
Under the table. Good, yeah.
And what were the first roles that you played, though? Like when you were 12, you weren't running the cash register.
No. I was pricing stuff. I was putting stuff out. I think I started on the cash register pretty early on, though, 13, 14. Like I didn't necessarily like do the cash out at the end of the night until I was a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I was 16, 17, I was doing shifts on my own. I was closing. I was opening.
Very
I was doing all that stuff. Yeah.
And so that was really all your jobs was related to the family business up until you went to college? Or?
No. I let's see. Oh, yeah. Actually, college, I flunked out of UF, came back to Daytona, and I didn't want to work in the gift shops again. So I got a job at a store called Media Play, which was a concept from the same company that owned Sam Goody.
Okay.
And it was books, movies, and music.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you were surrounded by the media that you loved.
Yeah. So and then a Barnes & Noble opened, and then a Best Buy opened, and then they put that place out of business.
Okay.
Yeah.
As it goes, right?
And then I was a math tutor at Embry-Riddle.
Nice.
I met some of my... So I met a really good friend, Sean, who you met at Media Play. And then I met my really good friend, Shai, who's actually in town right now, as a math tutor. He was a pilot, and they had to learn a certain amount of math as pilots at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and I helped him achieve that. And many pilots. Really, the reason airlines are any good is because of me.
I believe
that's
true.
And my teaching of math to pilots.
The pilot math is what it's about. That's awesome. That's cool. Interesting path, though. Because, I mean, that's quite a leap going from working for a media store to tutoring. You know, but you had the skill. You had the knowledge. How did you realize that you were good enough at math that you could tutor?
I think I went in there and I had a teacher that was also ran the tutoring lab at Embry-Riddle.
Oh, good.
And she was like, you should come in.
Perfect.
And I was like, okay.
And what did you want to be when you were a kid? Like when you were a little kid, what did you envision that your career was going to be?
Good question. Astronaut, for sure. Let's see. Writer. Yeah, I think there was, from a creative standpoint, always it was kind of in the writing realm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, guess what? Congratulations.
A little bit, yeah.
You do a lot of writing, my friend.
I create content. I couldn't have known the jobs of the future would require me to be writing with my mouth.
Well, this
like
is
I'm
thing.
Doing right now.
But you are also right. I mean, you know, with our intros and outros and with the stuff you do for the paper.
Sure.
I mean, you're still in it to win it. So my first job was a paper route that my sister Joni took on for herself and then abandoned. And because my parents didn't want the embarrassment of saying that Joni had just failed them, they said, the paper route's now yours. And I was good with that. I was happy to do it. It was a paper route right through my neighborhood. And I liked that. And I did that for a couple years. And then they offered me the biggest paper route in Saugus. And I took that because it had 64 houses. Not realizing at the time that it was all the biggest hills in Saugus, which are pretty steep.
Yeah.
And which isn't that bad in the summer. But come wintertime, it's a real bird. So I did that until I was 14. And then when I was 14, I took on my first job as a dishwasher. at a restaurant in Revere, Massachusetts. I'm trying to think. The Driftwood was the name of it. And so I went in there and I washed dishes. I washed dishes, literally, I'm 14 years old, but I'm washing dishes from 6 o'clock at night until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And my mother would have to come get me and drive me home from this place. And this was a place where it was reputed that the mob hung out.
Sure.
It's right on Revere Beach, which is not too far from Boston. There are a lot of Goombas in Revere. And so we would see these guys with the pinky rings showing up and looking really tough and sending back whole lobsters to the kitchen just so the crew could have something to eat. You know, I mean, it was an interesting environment. We had a very angry Greek chef. Okay. His name was Michael. And Michael, if anyone sent anything back from the dining room that needed to be cooked better or differently, he would scream, he would yell, he would take the steak, throw it on the floor, stomp it, cook it to their likeness and send it back out. It was horrible. It was horrible. I witnessed some real atrocities there. And people should not have been eating food at this place. I certainly did not. And whenever I had the opportunity to eat their food, I did not. I told my family when they wanted to have events there, no, you're not having it here. Because it was a horrible place. And then after that, I ended up working at Prince Pizza. I started out as a dishwasher. By the way, I am the most talented silverware sorter that you have ever met.
It's just super fast.
Fast.
Like what? Okay, so yeah, what's the talent there? Is it speed or is it accuracy?
It's both. But okay. Here's the thing. It's the speed in the pickup, the accuracy in the distribution. Mm. So what happens is I'm either grabbing relatively homogenous handful of silver and then shuffle them off into their places. Or if I grab really different ones, then I'm having to place them individually. I had this knack for being able to just whip them from one place to another. People would come in and watch me while I was sorting silverware. My sorting silverware got me upgraded to be a busboy, which I hated. I wanted to go back and sort silverware after that. I did not want to be out among the customers. That was humiliating to me. I was like, because a busboy is a dishwasher out among the customers. You know, they don't get the grace and joy of being a server where they have an interaction with the customers.
Right.
They just get looked at with a frown.
Yeah.
So those are my first jobs coming out of it.
At any point, so your dad doing Amway, at any point did you help with that? Did you help sort? Did you help do any of that stuff?
Yeah, but never for pay.
Yeah.
So I would, for a buck from my father, I would have to dust all of the radiators in a 3-story house, vacuum the floors and mow the lawn for a buck. Okay. My father was a usurer. he basically abused us financially. So yeah, I did all that stuff. I loaded Amway boxes, unloaded Amway boxes. We had a chute into our house that literally went from the driveway, which is this giant driveway that could hold 10 cars, into our hallway so that we didn't have to carry stuff up the steps. We load it from the van, roll it along these rollers. The last box was reserved for the kids. So we climb in a box. My father would push us along the rollers in the chute into our house. So it's like, that was two of the conveniences we had in that house. The other one was a laundry chute from the third floor to the first floor.
Yeah.
That nobody ever dropped down, which I was really surprised as kids.
Yeah.
But because there were exposed screws,
we could see them
from the top. That's what kept us from jumping.
It seems weird that you would put your laundry in there, though, because that would also get caught or
it did
potentially rip.
My mom would be down the bottom trying to take a broomstick and get things dislodged. Yeah, it was a thing. But it was very much like a Brady Bunch experience, though. How do you manage 6 kids in an environment? You have to have some of those conveniences.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah, you have to have something you can roll them on or something you can drop them down. Understandable.
Just gonna speed the progress. Oh,
thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay. That was fun. So now you know the origin stories of podcasting superheroes Nick and Bob. All thanks to the ingenuity and curiosity of our good friend Jay Hopkins. He asked, and we answered. They were kind of crazy journeys from our first jobs to the things we do for work now. As much as Nick enjoyed working the stock at his family stores, and as much as I loved delivering newspapers, I think we're both in a much better place today. And we'll be in an even better place tomorrow, so make sure to tune in for our Tuesday edition of Your Daily Dose. That's all for now. We'll catch you next time.